Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. This is text number 32. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Tvam Eva Purva Sarge Abu Prishni Svayambhuve Sati Tada Ayam Sutapa Nama Prajapati Akalmasha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Tameva Purvasargebu Prishni Svayambhuve Sati Tadayam Sutapa Nama Prajapatir Akalmashaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Tvameva Purvasargebu Prishni Svayambhuve Sati Tadayam Sutapa Nama Prajapatir Akamasaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Tvameva Purvasagebu Prishni Svayabhuve Sati Tadayam Sutapa Nama Prajapatir Akamashaha. Someone else, please. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Tvaveva Purvesargegbu. Nisarvimbuve Sati. Tadayam Satapa Nama. Prajapati Kamasamasaha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Tvameva Purvasarvebu Misni Sarve Bhuvev Sati Prajapati Kamasamasaha Nama Kalpatir Kamasmaha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Svayameva Purvesargebu Prishni Svayambhuve Sati Dayam Nama Prajapatir Kamasamasaha. Ladies, please.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha
Tvameva
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to Devaki, Tvam, you, Eva, indeed, Purvasarge, in a previous millennium. Abu became Prishni by the name Prishni. Svayambhuve, the millennium of Svayambhuva Manu. Sati, O supremely chaste. Tada, at that time. Ayam, Vasudev. Sutapa, Sutapa. Nama, by the name. Prajapati, a Prajapati. Akalmasha, a spotlessly pious person. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, "My dear mother, best of the chaste, in your previous birth, in the Svayambhuva millennium, you were known as Prishni and Vasudev, who was the most pious Prajapati, was named Sutapa." Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead made it clear that Devaki had not become his mother only now. Rather, she had been his mother previously also. Krishna is eternal, and his selection of a father and mother from among his devotees takes place eternally. Previously also, Devaki had been the Lord's mother and Vasudev the Lord's father, and they were named Prishni and Sutapa. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he accepts his eternal father and mother, and they accept Krishna as their son. This pastime takes place eternally and is therefore called Nitya Lila. Thus, there was no cause for surprise or ridicule. As confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text number 9, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha Taktva Dehan Purnar Janma Naiti Mam Eti Sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature and my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. One should try to understand the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Vedic authorities, not from imagination. One who follows his imagination about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is condemned. Avijananti ma mudha manushim tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhutam anaheshvaram. Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, verse number 11. The Lord appears as the son of his devotee by his param bhavam. The word bhava refers to the stage of pure love which has nothing to do with material transactions. Om Gyanatamanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Umalitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here Srila Prabhupada is continuing to give us the formula for getting out of the material world. At this stage of his life in 1977, as Srila Prabhupada's Nitya Lila, his eternal activities on this, in his life, in this world, and then moving on to the next, we see that Srila Prabhupada is writing, as we've stated previously, some very long purports here, and he's speaking about leaving this material world. He speaks about birth and death. So going back to the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, we are taught in the second chapter, Natvaivaham jatunasam, natvam neme janadipa, sarve vayam matarparam. What is it I'm missing? Nachaiva navavishyama, sarve vayam ataparam. Never, Krishna speaking to Arjuna, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. And as we speak from Bhagavad Gita, we can always make reference to the picture that's in the back on the wall here, opposite where I'm sitting. This is a picture, a window to the spiritual world. This is Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Arjuna was setting a good example for us on how someone should act. So, and also, of course, for Bhagavad Gita to be spoken. So then again, in the next verse, and we hear these verses a lot. These are basic verses, but there's a lot of meaning to them. And it's very important to remember. This would be verse number 213. Deheno shmin yata dehe, komaram yovaram jara. What's the rest? Naitimam, iti sarjuna. Diras tataraya muyati. So, for the conditioned soul, there's never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. Now he goes, it says in that translation, it's interesting how I've quoted this verse so many times, and still I don't remember the exact translation at this moment. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. So, again, some verses that we've heard many times, but very, very important, and we should always remember this, because in this human form of life, we're given the golden opportunity as we've transmigrated through all the different 8,400,000 species of life. And now we're in this human form. We can understand the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. We should not misuse this human form of life. I was trying to remember what it was, Aditi Mataji, when we were in Prasadam, and you said something about human life that we shouldn't. What was the word you used? Do you remember? No, you don't. Yeah, it was a nice word. We misuse. We shouldn't lose this human form of life. We shouldn't, Anyway, we're here in this human form, and as the 8 million different species of life, they do not have the ability to understand what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is our position? We're all eternal servants, and we're servants of the servants. So as we look at each other, and we understand that verse by Lord Shiva, what is that verse that more important than the worship of Vishnu? Sarvesham Vishnu Radham Param Tasmat Parcharam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam is the worship of the devotee, of the Vaishnava. So we all have a great opportunity here to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to please the spiritual master by serving one another. And we do. We serve prasadam. We offer gifts. We accept gifts. We reveal the mind in confidence. We inquire confidentially. and we do something for each other. We serve each other. And if someone gives us an instruction, we should not take it in a bad way. We should see that Krishna is speaking through the devotees. One very nice devotee leaned over and reminded me this morning, because I played the big cartels this morning, and he reminded me, play softly. Play them quietly. And I saw that as Krishna speaking to me through this devotee. Thank you, Satchidananda Prabhu. And then he reminded me that Krishna is a person. Krishna is real. So what we have to your right on the altar, let's remember that whatever we're doing in front of the deities, whatever we might be saying in front of the deities, let's remember that Gornitai, Sri Sri, Rukmini, Dwarkadish, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, these are real people. Krishna is not impersonal. These are not just statues. These are the supreme personality of Godhead in different forms. Krishna has different forms. Krishna has unlimited pastimes, unlimited forms, unlimited names. Again, just like the waves of the ocean. Next time you go to the ocean, you can look and say, wow, these waves are really good for surfing. Or it's really good for swimming. I try to remember our surfers who are devotees and they go down to the beach. I always remember. I always tell them to remember. Look at the waves and remember. Each wave represents another incarnation, represents another name of Krishna. So, as Srila Prabhupada writes here in this purport, and also this comes and in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divya me vam yoveti tatvataha tvaktva deha purnaja janma naiti mam eti sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. So, this is a really nice verse to remember from Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna is giving us the formula to get out of this material world. Who knows my transcendental nature of my appearance and activities. So we should take the time to study, to read the birth of Lord Krishna, the appearance, and his activities. It's all in Krishna book. You think about that one chapter in Krishna book, Wonderful Krishna. It Srila Prabhupada wrote about some of the really nice pastimes, little pastimes of Krishna. So think about it from time to time. Think about a pastime of Krishna. Go share it with someone. Neela sometimes is walking down Watsika with a book in his hand. He's reading. And I'll be standing out in front of 3765 across the street. Neela will stop. Neela will tell me something about Krishna. All glories to the Vaishnavas. And he continues on his way. So, we're all here in this community together. It's kind of like we have an umbrella over us here. This is the spiritual world. This is not Watsika. It's the spiritual world. And when we're walking on the street and we're crossing the street, we're coming into the temple, stop someone. We're so eager. I see some of the devotees are so eager to run and give a book to someone, or to tell someone about Krishna. Charity kind of starts at home. So let's remind each other. You know, Neela, you walk up to someone, you're reading. I hear you walking down the street, you're reading Bhagavatam or Krishna book. Go up and say to someone, can you tell me something about Krishna? Maharaj, can you tell me something about Krishna? Rabindranath Prabhu, can you tell me something about Krishna? Savas Prabhu, can you tell me something about Krishna? Archita Prabhu, can you tell me something about Krishna? What is it, Prabhu?
Krishna loves you.
Krishna loves. But even that, Krishna loves you, that is something to remember. So, we have so many wonderful devotees here. Maybe the pujari who dressed the deities this morning, you approach them. Oh, Mataji, tell me a little bit about, you know, what was it like dressing the deities today? Tell me something about what were you thinking? Maybe why did you choose to do the flower arrangements that way? Could be anything. But Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smarnam, hearing, chanting, and remembering. Again, a very simple formula. Srila Prabhupada said, chanting. Anybody have any challenges with chanting? Can we chant? I mean, sometimes, okay, I shouldn't have put it that way. But chanting, yes, it's a bit of a challenge. Sometimes the mind doesn't want to chant, or we're feeling tired or what have you. But okay, so we're chanting. We're chanting in kirtan. How ecstatic. Bhrigupati Prabhu led such a nice guru puja today, always. Everyone is dancing and chanting. Dancing. And feasting. What is the difficulty? So it's a very simple formula. But we shouldn't get on ourselves. We shouldn't, so to speak, beat up on ourselves. We shouldn't... we should be kind to ourselves because we're in such a fortunate position. And sometimes it's not easy. But chanting, dancing, and feasting. Think about how many years we've been in this material world. And now, within one lifetime, right? Solamente uno, right? Just one lifetime. We can become purified enough to go back to the spiritual world. We shouldn't rely on what we've done in the past. Rest on our laurels, as they say. We should always be striving to do more and more and more for Krishna. Get out of that comfort zone. It's challenging to distribute books. We don't like to do it. We'll do it anyway. Krishna will make it easy. Sometimes we might be asked to lead kirtan. We don't think we have a very good voice. Okay, we'll do it anyway. We might be asked to do something that we're ordinarily not used to doing. But Krishna will give you the ability, as he is the ability in man. He's the ability in mankind. And if we chant Hare Krishna, if we chant 16 rounds a day, and try our hardest to just hear the mantra. If we try our hardest with all of our heart to love Krishna, to pray to Gorni Thai, Rukmini Dwarkadis, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadradev, Srila Prabhupada, our God brothers and God sisters here, if we pray hard, you'll be amazed at what Krishna can give you the ability to do. Pray to Balaram for strength. If you feel that there's a lacking, pray to Balaram for strength. What is that verse? Is it Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam? Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayanti Te. One of the nutshell verses of Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Krishna carries what we lack and he preserves what we have. So if you feel like you're lacking in a certain area, pray to Krishna for the ability to carry that out. Sometimes it's a bit challenging for me to come sit up here in front of all the devotees and speak, even though I have no problem speaking. But sitting up here can be a bit of a challenge. Looking out at knowing that there's people on the internet, people all around the world. Somehow or another, Krishna allows me to sit up here and speak a few words. And we can see that all of us have had challenges in our lives, even materially. Maybe we weren't so educated. Maybe we had difficulty in school. Maybe we had speech lessons. And now we can give Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes. We can give Krishna consciousness. We can speak Krishna consciousness to people. All by Krishna's grace. Maybe we didn't have a good voice. Krishna gives us the ability to develop a good voice, to be able to sing and chant and glorify. It's kind of interesting because we probably will see that we're doing a lot of things now in our devotional service that we didn't like to do before we came to Krishna consciousness. And now we're doing things that we didn't like to do, but we love to do them. I remember when I first came to the temple in 55th Street, what was the first thing you think I did? What was the first thing? Where do you think they sent me? It's probably the first thing everyone else here has done, pretty much. That's right. Off to the kitchen. You're going to wash pots. I said, Vishnu Gada Prabhu, you got to be kidding me. I don't like washing pots. Funny, when I was living at home, before I left my home, when I was living with my mother, that was one of my chores. You couldn't give me enough allowance to wash pots. I just didn't like it. We finally got a dishwasher, but then I had to fill the dishwasher and empty it. So the one thing I never wanted to do anymore was wash pots. And when I came to the temple, that was pretty much the first thing that I did was wash pots. Yeah, it humbles us. It teaches us some good lessons. And now, washing pots for Krishna is so much fun. I better be careful what I say here. I might be the new Dwarka pot washer. But anyway, I think everyone understands the point, you know, that there's things that, you know, we've had challenges in the past, and Krishna gives us the most amazing abilities. I remember in English, I always had real challenges in English reading. I was two or sometimes even three grades below where I was supposed to be reading. I might have been in seventh grade, but I was reading, you know, a sixth grade level. I had a lot of trouble with reading. Every so often it comes out. But with that being said, and I never liked to read either. Now I love reading and I feel like I can read. So just to kind of share with you, you know, we all have something that we've struggled with. So submit yourself to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Submit yourself to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Pray to Balaram for strength, and Krishna will give you those abilities. Krishna will definitely give you those abilities to utilize it in your Krishna consciousness. Don't come to the temple, stand before the deities with folded hands and say, please Krishna, help me pass this exam today. I'm not going to study, or I haven't studied much, but, you know, give me a good grade, or come before Krishna and ask for money. Come to before Krishna and ask for a nice home. Don't ask Krishna for material things. And he may give it to you, but then very quickly he could also take it away. And that is a big form of suffering. I've told this story before when I used to drive limousine and I was living in New York. And there was one gentleman who I had the fortune of driving. And a fortune, I say, because I got an hour and a half to speak with him. And he got to hear some philosophy. But I said to him, tell me about your life. And he told me all about his life and all the wonderful things that he has. And, you know, the boat on the Long Island Sound and the other house in Southampton and a very nice family and nice children, all these nice cars. So I kind of let him a little bit. I wanted to hear what he was going to say. Oh, that must be nice. His words to me were, you don't want my life. You don't want my life. And then different, Krishna arranges for different activities to happen whereby you lose it. Maybe a tree falls on this beautiful car you've got, or it falls on this home that you just purchased. So Krishna can do anything, but we're here chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is doing what is necessary for our purification. So if you cross paths with somebody, it even can be someone who's not living in this temple. It could be someone out on the road. And they cut you off. There's a reason for that. Krishna is arranging everything for our purification. Everything. I remember last year even, this is a little bit on a lighter note, 2 years ago when I was here in Los Angeles visiting for 3.5 months, and that's when my wife and I got the idea that I think this is where we want to move. Of course, she's been wanting to move here for a long time, but okay. So I was driving on the road on 405 going north. Everyone is driving really fast. And I was used to driving in Florida. Florida Turnpike, you know, you have a lot of elderly people. People drive slow. So that's what I was kind of used to. So I was praying to Krishna, you know, what should I do? What would you like to see me do in the future? Please give me a mission. So a car cut in front of me, and the first thing the license plate said was, move. No kidding. Actually, it said, move over. Okay, move over. So I thought to myself, okay, I guess I'm supposed to move over. Although I said to my wife, yeah, I guess we're supposed to move over. Yeah, move over from the East Coast to the West Coast. True story. Right there, right in front of me, guy cut me off. I started to get a little irritated, and it said, move over, move over. But I took it as, all right, I guess I'm supposed to move over from the... So, okay, we'll move over. Anyway, here we are. But, if you pray to Krishna, Krishna can do so many amazing things. And if you give him the chance, if you give him the opportunity, if you give yourself the opportunity, you know, Krishna will speak to you in ways you can't even imagine. Or even a devotee will speak with you. Or a devotee will correct you. Or someone will give you a hard time. A devotee may it happens. We're all living in close proximity. Sometimes, you know, we kind of bang heads. But don't get, you know, irritated. Don't cop an attitude. Don't be like, yeah, you know what? Do you know who I am? Because if you tell me, do I know who you are? I'm going to tell you, which forget. But see it as Krishna, that he's trying to teach you a lesson for something. And you know what? You may not know what it is right now. It could be a week. It could be a day. It could be a minute. It could be a year from now. It could be 5 years from now. And then you'll look back and say, ah, Krishna, thank you very much. Now I understand why you were doing that. So there's a lot of wonderful instructions here. There's a lot of wonderful words that Srila Prabhupada has written in these books. And let's encourage each other to share with one another something that we have read. Even if you go up to someone and say, Ivan, can you please tell me one thing? You don't have to do it now. Please tell me one thing you've read today. Okay? Nimai, tell me one thing that you've read today. Or Bhakta Oscar, tell me something about book distribution today. It's nice. I'm hearing your name mentioned in the morning. You're distributing Prabhupada's books. That is very dear to him. You're very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So, you know, let's encourage each other and let's do that. All right? So, we're out of time. We can obviously go on speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada's books and the philosophy all day long. So, but we'll stop here. I hope everyone has a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. And I will be approaching you and asking you to tell me something about Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I just wanted to make sure that it was still working.
It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You're always so positive. Thank you very much.
So I'll plug it in.
All right, thanks. Yeah.